We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, we've got a word of the day here, Brian.
What's the word?
Maybe I should have Ivan do it. Lacubrisphobia.
Wait, that's a thing?
Yeah, lacubrisphobia. Well, maybe.
Let's ask him.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Ivan Meisner.
Since he's here, yeah.
Founder of BNI.com, the world's largest networking organization. Like 275,000 folks are involved. You say it again, Ray. I know nailed the pronunciation.
No, I didn't. I don't think I did. Lacubris. Okay. Ian, what's the word?
Let him off the hook, Ivan.
Locobruvius-phobia.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Say it again. Say it again.
Locobruvius-phobia.
There you go. What is it?
You know, it's a really big word for something pretty simple, and that's people being afraid of small talk. Worried about small talk, which, you know, now that we're going back to meeting people, there's people who are really nervous about getting back to small talk.
Well, no wonder he couldn't say it because it's never factored in. So, you know, it's a type of thing where are people starting to go back out and have to have these skills burnished again, or are we a little ahead of the curve on that?
Surely we're a little ahead in the sense that, people have done it in the past, but the lockdown, and I like to call the quarantine time, the pandemic, I like to call it the great pause, because the pause button was hit on our lives. And I think there are a number of people. I mean, I've seen it within my organization where people are like, okay, I've got to hone those skills again of having simple conversations with people. So I don't want to bury the lead on what's important here. And the lead is that it's important in small talk to be more interested than interesting. And if you do that in conversations with people, things go smoothly, no matter for the most part, no matter what topics that you go into.
So by and large, I'm fascinated with what you're saying. Even though I may not mean it, I'm going to say I am, simply because it just makes things better.
Well, you got to convince, you got to be convincing.
I can do that. I've done acting, but.
Well, no, I'm suggesting you be authentic in the way.
Well, I know that, but I am anyway, so it doesn't bother me. You can tell me anything, and I'll probably find it interesting. Like, how are the kids? You know, hey, I'll pay attention.
It's really about being a listener as opposed to proving to somebody that you know a lot about a subject or something.
Yeah, and, you know, I think a good networker and somebody who knows how to do small talk has two ears and one mouth and uses them both proportionately. You know, you're asking questions. You get people to talk to you.
Right.
Yeah, and it's pretty simple. You know, you start with what's going on in pop culture, current events, weird news, celebrity related stories. You know,
that's us.
Bezos flying to space or something is a great starting point to have conversations with people.
You know, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say I approach the show honestly in a way like I try to give people who are listening a couple of those nuggets that they can use in their day.
Yes. You know, then people will find it interesting in most cases.
You go. So one of the recommendations then is listen to the show so that you can have nuggets that you can go and start small talk with. But all joking aside, you're absolutely correct. You know, listening to a radio show gives you some simple things to maybe start a conversation with.
Well, sports can serve the same effect now. You know, hey, just In fact, that's one of the reasons I think they get these insane amounts of money for franchises, and they're paying this insane amount of money for broadcast rights, is because, you know, you can walk into a bar and you can say, hey, how about the X last night? And even if you really didn't, it's still something you have in common.
It is. And I've got a good friend who's also a networking expert. She's written a number of books on the topic, Susan Rohan. And Susan told me that she reads the sports page every day so that she can have conversations with men because men tend, it's not always the case,
right.
tend to focus a lot more on sports. And so she reads the sports page just so that she can start small talk. With people. So that means, guys, that means we need to go read Cosmo or something.
well, Red Book. I like Red Book myself.
Red Book. There you go. All right.
Hey, so BNI.com, you know, with your extensive, you know, groups all across the world, how did you adapt in terms of what you guys do during the last 12 months?
Oh.
Well, luckily I had been talking about it. 3 years ago, I wrote an article that said the future of face-to-face networking is online. And so we planted the seed. Now, I thought it was because of technology. But our CEO was looking around a corner, and we transitioned 10,000 weekly in-person meetings. I mean, imagine that, 10,000 in-person weekly meetings. We transitioned completely to online within a matter of weeks in every country. And so for almost the entire Great Pause, we were meeting online. Now we're beginning to transition back, but it's not going to be exactly the same.
Right, right.
I think what's going to happen is more and more of our groups are going to be a blended group, meeting online several times a month and meeting in person once or more a month. And it'll be a blended version of what we had in the past.
Well, listen, it's pretty fascinating. I think that, you know, in terms of interpersonal skills, the word is skill. It's still a skill.
It is.
And with any skill, you need to practice and hone it to be good at it. And I think it's something that's a good reminder. So, Ivan Meisner from BNI.com, we really appreciate the time on this Tuesday morning.
Listen, my pleasure, gentlemen. And give everyone some more nuggets for the day.
Will do. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.